right next to the Wareham.
And again today, Dr. Timothy Schaefer with us today of Kansas State University. And of course, as we mentioned, you've been doing a lot of workshops, webinars, all kinds of different sessions with 4-H more recently. But I mean, this can apply to all kinds of different groups. Let's face it, when we talk about civic or civil discourse and trying to talk about things. And
I was, it's funny. I actually just had to compile a list of where I've been this fall. Very recently, to pass along to our dean and others, because they want to know, like, what are you doing, where are you going, how are you spending money, those kinds of things. but what struck me was I've been a lot of places, as you've said. So I've been talking with 4-H extension agents in places like Maryland. I was in Denver a couple weeks ago at a conference that is largely for urban and metropolitan universities and faculty who are in those places. And in many ways, there's this amazing kind of range of people who are really interested in these questions right now, trying to figure out how do we work through the contentious issues that we have. And so it's showing up in big cities, as we know, but it's also showing up in the little communities. And sometimes that's where it gets really intense because everybody knows everybody, right? You run into each other in the grocery store, those kinds of things.
Yeah, you actually go to the grocery store like a normal person.
We ran into each other the other day. And, it's those moments when, especially in a smaller community, this kind of work can be really important because it's easy when things are, quote, fine, everything's good, right? But the moment you kind of hit these spots where there are concerns or questions about, like, oh, what do we do, right? We've got aging infrastructure, for example. What do you do about that? So when you start to talk about, do we raise taxes? How do we approach these kinds of things? Those are the moments where you start to see some of that fracture potentially, and that's where this kind of work becomes really important.
I had a close high school friend come visiting this weekend, and we got into a little bit of philosophy type discussion. But something she said kind of stuck with me. Is it going to take a 9/11 or something of that nature? I know we mentioned the solar eclipse, how it brought people of all different walks of life together. I think the hurricanes did to some extent, except then that even became controversial.
Well, right, and that was
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
But, it's just, is it going to take something like that to have us all look at each other a little differently and be more accepting? I don't know.
Yeah, this has been one of the great questions that's been going on for a little while now, but it's only intensified since we continue to stay in the space that we are. I mean, the fact that we still have a lot of conversation about the 2016 election, right, and those divisions between people and who voted for who and what are people in office now kind of saying about those things, even all the way up to the president. And so we found ourselves in a climate that is really challenging to kind of get out of that space. And so, these are the moments that you don't ever want to have these kind of big disasters. But as you noted, even with the hurricanes, we saw in a couple instances, right, when that happened in Texas, there was, I think, a really strong response. And in Florida, it was a little less intense, so not quite in the same way. But the way that the Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands have kind of continued to play out and having deep challenges facing those places has I think shown the deep scars that are kind of in place right now. And there are instances, the presidents, the former presidents, the five living former presidents were just together for a major fundraiser. So there are these moments where we can kind of point to, like, oh yes, that's right, we can be bigger than maybe some of these political ideologies or divisions that have become so entrenched that it's really, really difficult to see up and out of our own kind of camps. And that's a great challenge for all of us, not just those who are kind of working in these areas. I mean, I know for you and media, these are media get attacked quite often as one of these other entities that's don't trust them, or these are the ones you can listen to. Like we're in a space right now that's really challenging.
Well, and I still go back to when the media, I know one individual I spoke to, well, actually it was former Governor John Carlin, basically said that probably what swayed the election a little bit is people were lashing out at the media. They perceived that they had a different candidate, perhaps, that they supported. It's hard to say. I mean, there's just so many perceptions out there, so many things going on in people's heads. And, And I don't know how, you know, of course, in the work that you do, I'm sure you have a certain degree of optimism, but does it ever just kind of, is it overwhelming?
Yeah, there is actually, speaking of the opposite of optimism, there was just a conference not too long ago of some political scientists, and they all, it made national news. And it, basically the short of it was, they got all these leading political scientists together, and they're all really concerned about what's going on. So I do have hope, but there are definitely people who are very concerned.
We do have a phone call. Yeah, welcome great. To In Focus. Go ahead, please. Welcome to the discussion.
Yeah, it seems to me like not enough people have critical thinking skills, and I don't think it's even taught here in this high school. And I run into people all the time that don't, even people older than me, that don't have any critical thinking skills. They don't, they're letting somebody else do their thinking for them. And, you know, one thing I brought to mind here, I was in this deal down in Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, over 50 years ago when Martin Luther King came down there. And the thing was, people just didn't like somebody from outside telling them they were doing something wrong, even though they were doing stuff wrong. And the same thing up here in this Charlottesville deal. One thing that really struck me was that the lady had got killed in that by that, I guess, car ran over, which was tragic. Why was the cops not there to stop traffic going down into the area where the protesters are marching? You know, I asked that question. I haven't heard anything about that at all. So, but anyway, I think critical thinking is real important, and I don't think many people have it. That's why we're getting separated into black, white, gay, straight, red, blue, whatever, you know.
Some good points made. Appreciate that. I think a lot of times people take social media at face value, just accept whatever's there as the truth. I can hear see what the listener's saying.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot for that call. And I think your comment about the critical thinking is critical, right? It's something that is at the heart of a deliberative process, right? How do you weigh the tensions and trade-offs? How do you work through your own views and positions as well as those of others? And the need, I mean, so critical often has this kind of connotation of like, oh, you're being critical. So it's this kind of negative thing. But in fact, it's, you know, being critical is taking your time, being thoughtful, kind of interrogating, right, to your point, Kathy, of, you know, all right, I just read this thing. Where did it come from? Is this a trusted source? Are there ways that I could, you know, look this up someplace else and figure that out? And if I can't find it, then why is that not showing up anywhere else? Those kinds of things, right? We can use that for social media. We can use those in conversations just with people.
Well, even news stories,
right.
quite frankly,
right.
anymore.
Right, and news stories, right. I mean, so...
You can read different news, very different perspectives.
Oh no, but yeah, very much so. And so I think the importance of kind of critical thinking is essential, and that's something that is at the heart of what and how I teach is really inviting students to really enter into that kind of space. And then in community context to... You know, think about it kind of as lifelong learning. That's another way to do it. The other thing I would note is there are some really rich examples of this kind of work happening at lower levels. So for younger kids, a colleague of mine just published a book, long kind of awaited in this field, on deliberation in classrooms, but for the K-12 setting. And there are really good examples of how we can think about education, looking at problems through this lens of critical thinking. So thanks a lot for the call.
Never enough time. I'll let you run off to your next commitment.
That's okay.
Again, Tim Schaefer with us today, Kansas State University Assistant Professor in Communication Studies and Assistant Director, Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. You've been listening to In Focus.
Tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, we'll have some folks here from Pottawatomie County. Not sure who yet, but that's the plan. Also, from K-State Assistant Professor of Political Science, Dr. Nate Burkhead, to join us. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and it's Wildcat Insider this afternoon, beginning at 4:00.